When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Garibaldi Red podcast for what seems another huge Forest game. It gets bigger and bigger every single week, doesn't it, as Forest travel to Goodison on Sunday for a huge clash in front of the TV cameras, where the Forest fans will be in full voice, hopefully, after a pretty disappointing week off the pitch. But on the pitch, Forest hoping to get a result because it is needed. And joining me to discuss all of that, no Dave, sadly, no Mark. Who better to call up on the subs bench? I promise you weren't third choice, Sarah. Sarah Clapson joins us, Reds correspondent. Sarah, how are you? You well?
Hello. Yes, good. Thank you. Good. Good.
It's another big game on Sunday, and we're all going to be there. And it just feels like, doesn't it, Sarah, with these remaining games, that it does get bigger every week. But it also seems like just the nerves go into the games, and you can feel it in the crowd. And obviously Everton have they've been in a similar situation to Forest, so it almost becomes the whole points deduction thing and relegation. And I think Goodison really will be, it almost, I don't think any of the crowd will have the fingernails left by the end of it, will they?
Yeah, I mean, it's the PSR derby, isn't it? And it's a big game at the bottom end of the table as well. I think a lot of it is going to be about who deals with that pressure and that tension, because there's pressure on Everton as much as there is on Forest as well. So I think the mental side of it is going to be really important on Sunday. I don't want to mention it again, but set pieces will be crucial. Forest need to deal with them. Obviously, we know the respective records when it comes to set pieces in the Premier League this season. So that's, I mean, it's a concern, but hopefully there's been a lot of work done on the training ground, and hopefully Forest can at least deal with the threat. It's such a massive game, isn't it? Just carries so much weight. If Forest can get a good result, you think what that can do then for the remaining games and how it would change the table. I mean the table could look different anyway, because it's on the Sunday. There are games on the Saturday that could affect things. So there's so much going on around it, so much, so many different subplots, that it's going to be nervy, a scrap. I think it's going to be one of those games, and it's who handles it best.
Yeah, I suppose you could. Yeah, just the tension. And I think when you look at something, you kind of touch on their set pieces, and a problem that, you know, we talk about every week. And,
again.
Yeah, again. And we get sick and tired of talking about it. But Everton will look to utilise that. Sean Dyche watches Forest most weeks, and last season he was at the City Ground a lot of the time, and he knows really how to do a job on Forest. What's different when we last played them is Steve Cooper was in charge. Now we've got Nuno, you know, and when we go away from home, we set up a little bit different, more attacking, kind of more on that front foot, and in particular, in the counter-attacking stages of the game. But you kind of expect that Everton will look to just utilise what Forest's weaknesses are, and that's the set pieces ultimately. Everton have got, you know, the height in the box. They've got so many players that can take a really good corner and score from them. I think, I haven't got the stat to hand, but I think they're in the top five in the Premier League.
I think everybody in the Premier League knows what Forest's Achilles heel is. It's blatantly obvious. And Everton absolutely going to pick up on that. You're right about the height. I think that's maybe, mooted it earlier in the week, but maybe thinking of going to a back three, maybe that might help solve it. Bring in, if Willy Bolly was fit, I would absolutely start him, because I think he adds that, and he's got that physical presence, he's got that experience. Murillo and Andrew Omabamadeli are great young talents, who have got bright futures ahead of them and a lot of promise. They've done really well. But for a game like Sunday, if Bolly were fit, I would absolutely bring him in. Whether, I don't know, bring Niakati in for a three if Bolly's not fit. I don't know. Is that maybe a possibility, or is that maybe going a bit too negative? I think it's going to be interesting to see how Nuno does approach it. Forest still don't have the best of records away from home. Still only two wins this season. So it's an improvement a little bit on last year. But considering how big the remaining away games are, get a good result, put in a good performance on Sunday, and that really sets up the final two away games. Burnley and Sheffield United, maybe their fates might be decided by the time that Forest play them. Still doesn't mean that they're going to, if anything, it might give them a bit of freedom. So yeah. I still think those two are going to be massive games as well and real scraps. So how Forest approach Sunday, how they fare against Everton, I think will tell us a lot about how the last two away games are going to go as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how Nuno does set things up and whether he gets Forest on the front foot, whether he really wants to go for it. I think he has to. I think he have to in these remaining games.
Yeah, I think everything's kind of on the line, and
it is.
I think the fans probably more than ever will expect Forest just to go for it, and you know, you're playing a similar team like Everton that have had all the points deductions that are still in a relegation dogfight, and you know, there's no reason why Forest can't go and do a job over them. Easier said than done.
Much easier said than done.
Yeah. I just wanted to kind of pick up on the Willy Bolly point. And I will state, as we're recording this, the press conference hasn't been done. Do you expect many changes, Sarah? We talk about Yates as well, particularly Dominguez maybe coming in over him. I'd favour that. And I totally agree with you about Bolly. And it's interesting to see actually going back to a back three. Yes, Forest want to go for it, but there's one thing that Forest don't want to do is concede one or two in the first half, because it really could be game over then.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not something that Nuno has done. He's tended to stick with this similar formation. So it would maybe be a bit of a surprise if he does. And obviously he does have a few decisions to make though, I think. If Alanga is fit, I'd bring him back in. I think his pace could be really useful and a threat. The suggestion was that it wasn't a serious injury and that he was expected to be in training this week and he should be okay for Everton. So I thought Gio Reyna did pretty well on his first start, but I would bring Anthony Elanga back in. I just think that the three of him, Morgan Gibbs-White and Callum Hudson-Odoi are the key to getting forward and getting goals and getting something from it. So I think his pace can be a real... it can cause Everton problems for sure. I think I'll probably agree with you about midfield and bring Dominguez in. Ryan Yates hasn't had the best of... The last two games haven't been his best. He had those two errors last weekend. Obviously, the Spurs game, not the best. So if you're going on form, I think Dominguez, I thought, made a difference when he came on against Wolves. So I think I'll probably make that switch as well. It is a tough one, though. I don't think there's a lot in it. I think it's quite a close call. Blessing Paul Ryan Yates, he gets a lot of stick and he's got a lot of grief after last weekend, again, particularly. I still think he has a part to play. I don't agree with this whole, he's a terrible footballer and he should not be playing in the Premier League. I don't agree with that at all. But if you are going on form and if you're going on the last two games, I can absolutely understand the decision or at least the option of bringing Dominguez in.
And I think kind of Yates, a game against Everton, is it a game for Yates? Is it Yates is a player where he almost breaks up the game a lot with fouls. Well, I just don't think that will be kind of Forest game. And if you were going away maybe to a top six side or possibly top 10, you'd argue to play Yates a little bit like Tottenham.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could argue either way. It's going to be a scrap. It's going to be a fight. Do you want somebody with that battling mentality, which Ryan Yates has? Dominguez has it as well, to be fair. He likes getting stuck in and he's good at, you know, getting the tackles in and obviously has that technical side as well. So I think it's a fairly close call. I don't think there's a great deal in it.
yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Just kind of wanted to touch on players like Morgan Gibbs-White and Anthony Elanga, and, you know, Gio Reyna. You know, he had a good appearance the other day, but you could argue that he didn't really lead to much. And then the substitutions were questionable. However, I thought, you know, the young striker Ribeiro did really well. So I'm not saying he's going to start by any stretch of the imagination, but I can imagine him maybe coming on towards the end. And I suppose when you've got players like him on the bench, and then you've also, you know, we talk all the time about leaders, you know, you've got Morgan, you've got Elanga. They're two players instantly you think they've got to start for Forest for such a big game. They kind of lead that line as such, not just on the pitch, technical ability wise and football wise, but also mentally. I think when those two are in the squad, I think other players, younger players particularly, more inexperienced players, not for one stage saying that these players are inexperienced, but potentially maybe struggling amongst a huge relegation battle and things off the pitch and on the pitch for Forest. Players like Morgan and Anthony really kind of do lead that line, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, if anybody's going to drag Forest to survival, it's going to be Morgan Gibbs-White, because he's really stepped up in the last few weeks. And you can see he was fired up last weekend for obvious reasons. But even before that, he looks like he's got the bit between his teeth. And I think he enjoys that responsibility and that having that kind of the onus on him to do something and to really get the team going. I think he enjoys that. I think he likes having that on his shoulders, and he relishes it in a way. And Forrest need him. He is so, so important. But equally, yeah, the likes of Anthony Elanga, Callum Hudson-Odoi, Chris Wood, everybody, it's such a cliche, but everybody's got a really big role to play. Games like this, at this time of the season, you need collective performances. You need your individual players to step up and stand out and do incredible things, but you also need to play well as a team. You also need to play well collectively. We sound like a bit of a broken record talking about it all the time, but that Fulham game was the epitome of that. It was a terrific collective performance, and obviously it got the result. So it's going to take, I mean, Forest have shown what they can do under Nuno. That's the standard, that's the blueprint. It's going out there and do it again and again and again and again. You just like to think, get a bit of momentum at this time and it can go a long way. We saw that last season. I think a positive result on Sunday wouldn't just change how things look in the table. It would also be a real confidence boost, particularly with everything that's going on, as we said, off the pitch, the fact that the appeal hearing is the week after the game. Everything like that, I think it would just lift the mood a little bit.
Yeah, it certainly would. And do you know, it's funny, I just thought back a year ago, it was kind of last week a year ago that Forest lost to Leeds on that awful night game, and we thought we were down, and then we played, played Liverpool the following game. And even though we lost, I think it was 3-2, wasn't it? There was a sense of, I remember walking out the ground, actually, walking out of Anfield, Sarah, and thinking, I think we're going to be all right. And you kind of had that momentum. And then Forest took that momentum going forward. I think we played Southampton or Brighton next and got one of those crucial wins in the final running. And that's what you just hope Forest can do. I'd take a draw, but we need all three. All right then, Sarah. Well, finally, I'll ask you... difficult.
Oh, you're going to ask a prediction, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, Max!
How do you... How do you? All right then. I won't ask for your score prediction.
All right. Are you going to ask me whether it's going to be?
Yeah.
All
can you
right.
See Forest win? Can you see Forest winning and getting finally a third away win of the season?
I certainly think that they are capable of it. I certainly think that the players are there. The standard we've seen is there. It's applying it, and it is shutting out all the. A bit like that Forza Garibaldi banner from the other week. It's shutting out all the outside noise and everything else that's going on. And mentioned it right at the start, it's who handles the pressure. And some of that falls on managers. Nuno has to make sure that the players aren't weighed down by that. It's a fine balance to take, I think, because you need to be you need to know it's there. You need to know the importance of the game. You need to know where you are in the table and that there's a lot riding on it and everything else, but you can't be burdened by it. So it's a really delicate balance. Managers have to find the right way of you know, ensuring the dressing room is in the right frame of mind for that. I suspect we'll all be watching behind our hands, and I think it's going to be nervy. But Forest is only capable. Yeah. I'm going to very sit on the fence and say that not give an actual answer is what I'm doing.
All right then. Well, I'll give one for you, and I'll say that I'll say that Forest are going to win. I've got a feeling, I might just stay in the concourse at Goodison the whole time. I don't think the nerves are going to handle it. Right, just quickly before we go, Sarah, got to ask about it. And as we record this, we're set to do a podcast as well, so it will be out by the time with the Forest Supporters Trust chair about the season ticket prices. Mm. Another thing that's dominated the headlines this week, Sarah, not needed for Forest at all, given trying to almost have that connection togetherness mm-hmm. with the club and the fans at the minute at a crucial time. What have you made to it? And just the season ticket prices on a whole, it really has been a nothing short of a disaster, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the timing, it's dreadful. I can completely understand all the reaction and the anger and the frustration and everything else around it, because it wasn't just the price increases. I think it was the messaging around it as well that was just so out of kilter, and it was a lot of it was tone deaf, really. It was not it didn't help matters at all in the slightest. I think it's just at a time when Forest needed unity, togetherness. The fans are so important. That support it's absolutely crucial. The City Ground, when it's in great voice, when it's like it was against Fulham, like it has been so many times, you can see what difference it makes to the players. You can see what a difference it makes to the team. To risk upsetting that, I think it's just the timing was so bad. And I hope that it doesn't damage that link and that relationship, and that the kind of bond and the unity and everything with the crowd and the team. Because as I said, Forest, the players, Nuno, need the fans. And I just think it was a massive own goal from the club to be doing that at this time.
Yeah, definitely. Spot on. Totally agree. You can hear mine and Andy's thoughts from the Forest Supporters Trust. That's out on YouTube, Garibaldi Red, and across all audio platforms, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Right, I think that does us nicely. Safe journey to Goodison on Sunday, Sarah. Fingers crossed in the away end. I'll give you a wave when we've won. And we've won 3-0, but I'm enjoying
as long
that.
As you're not stood in the concourse watching the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. As long as I'm braving it in the away end. Right, as always, give us a like, share and subscribe on YouTube. Drop us a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, because it really helps. And we will see you next time. Come on, you Reds, for another big Forest game on Sunday.